California Attorney General Rob Bonta says the President Donald Trump is turning his back on millions of Americans.
Political attack on programs that support children, families, seniors, lower-income families, and people with disabilities in our states.
The $10 billion withheld is meant for the Child Care and Development Fund, which subsidizes child care for 1.3 million children. TANF, the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families program, which provides cash assistance and job training, and the Social Services Block Grant, all in the name of fraud.
As they are cutting off the funding, they're now asking for information. You usually ask for the information first. So we have not seen a shred of evidence of any waste, fraud, abuse from the federal government in their communications with us.
A letter to states says the government has reason to believe each state is illicitly providing illegal aliens with benefits. It does not spell out reasons for the suspicion or say why other states did not receive such notices. But for the attorneys general of California, Colorado, Illinois, Minnesota, and New York, the reason is clear.
It's to punish Democrat-led states like Illinois that are disfavored by the Trump administration.
Here's Attorneys General of Illinois, Kwame Raoul, and New York, Letitia James.
If the president was serious about rooting out fraud, his administration would be investing more resources in partnering with states and supporting states' efforts to root out fraud and abuse.
Whether or not any of these funds are being used for quote-unquote illegal immigrants, we believe that that is nothing more than a pretext to engage in a review of all of our documents and to engage in basically harassment of undocumented immigrants.
Their lawsuit asks the courts to order the administration to release the funds, arguing only Congress can appropriate them, and the move to freeze funding runs afoul of constitutional law. Of the $10 billion, about half, $5 billion, goes to California, one of the most populous states in the country. The suit and new demands on the Democratic states comes after a pro-Trump influencer posted a video last month claiming daycare centers operated by Somali residents in Minneapolis committed up to $100 million in fraud. Republicans ran with it, even holding a hearing on the situation on Capitol Hill. But Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison says they have checks in place to combat fraud.
He's not doing all this based on any investigation. He's not looking at all the ways we're protecting the integrity of these programs or all the people we've held accountable for trying to defraud the programs.
78 people have been charged since 2022 and 57 convicted after federal prosecutors said a nonprofit, Feed Our Future, stole $250 million from a program meant to feed children in need during the COVID-19 pandemic. Minnesota officials were given a deadline to hand over state records on oversight efforts and program finances from child care providers by Friday. Today, again, Ellison.
There is no right way to take child care options away from people. There's no right way to force parents to miss paychecks because they have to stay home from work or to force child care centers to lay off staff.
I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.